Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Wildey. All thanks to Weeks. Discover a better way to build. Weeks Homes, discover different. Also, Tyre Power, your trusted tyre expert. Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Blight, we've got a... Well, he's not so young anymore, but he's been a man involved with Melbourne, Port Adelaide. He won a medal locally here this year too. And he's the former number two draft pick back in 2009, I think you're telling me.
Yep.
Wonderful footballer. I first saw Jack Trengove play for Sturt in finals when we were calling the Sandford, when he dominated as a 16-year-old. But he joins us now. Hi, Jack.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to speak with you. I don't know where to start with you, but what are you actually doing now? Let's start with that.
I work at Lanyon Asset Management. We're a long-only equities fund manager based here in Adelaide. We manage a little over $700 million.
Yep.
So, it keeps me very busy. And I've sort of also got a little sort of elite athlete fund as well that I sort of started 2 years ago. So it's a bit of a change up from playing footy and living and breathing out in the footy ground all day, every day to an office, but no, I'm loving it.
Yeah, Blighty and I tend to talk a bit about shares before we come on. I'm all ears for any tips you've got there. Let's start with Port Adelaide, actually, because you were there the last. And were you surprised with their exit? How they got smashed in the final, which they thought they'd probably win.
Yeah, I think everyone was surprised with that result, to be honest. I think, they've probably played their worst game in the most crucial game of the season, which is really unfortunate. I think they had a really good season that was interrupted with injuries early on, but got all the cattle back towards the back end. But it just shows how hard it really is to get there to the final day in September. And I'm feeling for a lot of the boys, and they are definitely very shattered. But I'm sure they'll bounce back again next year. And, it was probably a little nice for Ollie to go ahead and win the Brownlow, because he's had a seriously consistent season, and he's a really good player.
Jack, just before we get on to the Melbourne Football Club, where you actually were a captain, a very young captain, I must say, but just on your year this year, back in the Adelaide Footy League, you played for Prince Alfred Old Collegians. You've ended up winning the Keith Sims OAM medal for the best and fairest. In other words, the mini Brownlow in the Adelaide Footy League, mate. Congratulations, first off. And you must have, I noticed you must have really enjoyed your footy going back then. I'm really pleased you did, by the way.
Yeah, no, it was a really fun year. I've said it a few times now that it was probably my most enjoyable year of footy, purely because I'm playing with some old schoolmates. It's a bit more relaxed in the ammos, and we've had success. So everything sort of lined up, and a lot of fun. A lot of the young boys that went to PAC many years after I did, but seeing them come through, and one of my best mates, Craig Pitt, was the coach. So, everything came together, and it was really enjoyable. And, haven't been waiting quite as long as the Melbourne Demons to win the flag, but 12 years is a while, so it was nice to finally get one.
And also, I mean, congratulations too on the medal in the grand final. I mean, best on ground in the grand final. So I actually love it when, we talked to Bryce Gibbs the other day, how he went back to South Adelaide. And it's just lovely for them. Richard Douglas went back to Norwood. I reckon it's fantastic when, as you get a bit older, you turn 30 too. Congratulations, 3 weeks ago, you got to 30. But I reckon great. You actually give something back to the game a bit, don't you? You can help some kids through. You can also keep fit, and you can actually describe what you're doing from there on in.
Yeah, that's it. And I think you go from, playing footy as a job, as it is, for, a little over 10 years, to going back and playing it for the reasons why you started playing it back in the juniors. And it's just for that enjoyment factor. And you can relax a little bit. And as you say, you sort of hopefully impart a bit of knowledge onto those younger guys coming through. And, it's also nice to get some success. And now we just got to go back-to-back next year, I think.
How's your feelings towards the Demons? They haven't had a great run up until goodies come. They made a prelim now. They made a grand final. Looking at the players that you would have played with, there's probably only four or five in that side running outside of that you actually were there with. So what's your feelings towards the old club?
Yeah, there's been a fair turnover since I was there, but there's still a number of players playing now. And I guess the feeling for me is just pure excitement and joy for these guys. Like, I think, for the ones that I do know and I did spend a lot of time with, they've been through a hell of a lot to get to where they are today. I think you reflect back to sort of when I got drafted back in 2009, the club, became a bit of a basket case there for a while, where everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And you think, fast forward 10 years and to see the boys, running out there this Saturday in a grand final with the potentially ability to be premiership players is really amazing. So I still keep in close contact with a lot of those guys. And, I'm just hoping that they can put on a good performance, because they certainly deserve all the success that come their way.
Has it surprised you, the rise of Max Gawn? We hear about what he's like as a young man, hurt his knee a couple of times, but now he's a premier ruckman in the comp. Hasn't that been a story?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I was lucky enough to get drafted with Gawny, and we've become really close friends ever since. So I was actually in his wedding a couple of years ago, and he's going to be in mine at the end of this year. And the deal is that he's going to make sure he brings the Premiership Cup to it, which will be nice. But yeah, to think that the way that he started his career, he had a ACL as he got drafted, did one another one a couple of years later, and it was a really slow start for him. But to think the player that he's become now, way back in 2009, you probably would have thought, you're absolutely kidding. But, you know, he's the most dominant ruckman that I've ever seen in the comp. And I think at the start, we always knew that he's competitive and he's pretty confident in his own ability to bring it all together and put in the performances that he does now. And I think, you know, the better part of it all is the fact that the leader that he's become, because he was so quiet initially and sort of did things a bit differently. And now to sort of sit back and watch him put on the displays that he does, and, you know, he obviously inspired a lot of his teammates and the whole footy club, and has brought them together after what was a pretty disappointing season last year, and to go on and get to achieve what they've achieved so far and hopefully go one better this Saturday. I just sit back in awe of what he's been able to achieve and really just a really proud friend.
Interesting. He's captain. You were captain. You were made a very, very young captain. You probably answered that question a lot of times. It's a difficult for a captain, with both you and Jack Grimes, so young. Anyhow, it was taken over by Nathan Jones. So he's going to be the hard luck story, isn't it? You know, at the great career, 302 games, and he looks like missing out. And I guess you'd feel for him, but you'd actually be also thankful for him for what he's done for the club.
Definitely. You know, I messaged him and gave him a call as well the other day just to congratulate him on what was an amazing career. And unfortunately, there aren't many fairy tale stories in footy these days. He's gone and been the resilient, competitive, sort of, determined person that he is. For all those years, I think he's been there for sort of 15 years, played 300 games, as you say. And at the final hurdle, he doesn't get the opportunity to be out there and try to win a flag for all those D supporters that have been so desperate for so long. It is really disappointing for him. But at the same time, you know, I just said to him straight away, it doesn't quite feel the same when you're not in the 22, but the amount of knowledge that he's imparted and given to that club is just absolutely incredible. And he absolutely deserves to be there, but unfortunately he won't be. And he'll go down in history as the club as, you know, one of the best players that it's seen. Mm.
Jack, your career was pretty well curtailed by that horrible foot injury. And when you're trying to get back, you never actually say how it impeded you or what the pain level was like. But what were the real symptoms when you try and start running again? Was it just you couldn't put pressure on your foot? Because that lasted a long while, didn't it, that injury?
Yeah, it's a really frustrating one. The navicular bone is just a tiny little bone in your foot, but it takes all pressure with every step you take. So, you know, there was a fracture through that, and then I put screws in there, and then it fractured through the screws as well. So, you know, just about every step, you know, brought pain. And there was a while there where the surgeons and the doctors that I was gaining advice from were sort of saying you'd be lucky to walk again, let alone run. So that was, you know, extremely frustrating. And my leg wasted away, you know, not having stood on it for 2 years there. So I had to rebuild the whole leg eventually. And I'm just grateful to be back and being relatively pain-free now. I still have to monitor sort of different loads. If I get too excited and run too much in a week, I certainly feel the pain, and I hate to know what arthritis is going to be like later. But, it's difficult, but everyone gets injuries, and it's all part of footy. And I think they're the sacrifices you make. You put your body on the line each week to try to get the ultimate success and fulfill all the dreams that you sort of set out to fulfill at the start of your career. And unfortunately, from a football success point of view, I didn't reach that at AFL level, but I had a good time trying to.
Yeah, exactly. I know you, as David said, you're in the finance department. Have you had any inkling to coach? I mean, now that you've turned the big 3-0?
Yeah, I know, the big 3-0. I've finally made it. it's sort of funny. I've had, you know, when I was probably more so at Port Adelaide, had many conversations with Kenny about, I was playing a lot in the twos for the Maggies, and that's obviously with a lot of the younger boys, and you sort of find yourself trying to help coach and help teach those younger guys from some of the experiences that sort of you've had throughout your career. And, you know, it certainly was enjoyable for me, but at the same time, coaching for me now, I guess I'm one of the lucky ones that's found a real passion away from footy, yeah. And that is investing. So I don't have that need to go back and coach at the moment because I'm so passionate about putting more time and effort into my next career. As I said before, for the PAC Old Scholars, Craig Pitt is the coach there, and I've sort of helped him in an assistant role over the last 2 years, which has been enjoyable. But right now, to be completely honest, I'm just really keen to put more time and effort into the career that I've sort of started in the financial world. So you never know what will happen down the track, but for now, I'm pretty set.
Before you give us a tip in the grand final, where did all the talent come in the Tringo family? We know Jess is a marathon runner, Abby Zaroa, yourself being a terrific sportsman. Was it from mum and dad? Where did that all eventuate?
Yeah, I think Dad still scratches his head to this day as to what happened there. But they, mum and dad were both really good. Sort of, they grew up in the country, really good country football and netballers. And I think it was more about our upbringing that we had, sort of growing up in Narracourt in a community that was so passionate about, you know, sport and just having a crack. And I don't remember a time that I'd get home from school and go inside. I'd be straight in the backyard kicking a footy around. And my sisters used to hate me because I'd always have some form of ball in my hand. doing something with it. And I think our whole life and upbringing was just surrounded around doing activities and being active. So it sort of set ourselves up right from the start. And then I guess, you know, the further you go down the track, I got into some team sports. You know, Abby, my sister, was a rower. Jess was a runner. And it just sort of evolved, I think. Yeah, so we're pretty lucky that all three of us had, you know, aerobically, we're relatively gifted, so it always sets you up well from a sport point of view when you've got that under the hood, so to speak.
Good stuff. Melbourne by how much?
I think 9 points. The Doggies rarely get blown out, so I hope it's a cracker. But I think it's actually all going to come down to how dominant Max Gorn will be, or whether the Bulldogs can curtail his involvement. So it's going to be an interesting game, and I'm going to be there, so I cannot wait.
Gee, there'll be a lot of people at the wedding, mate, if Max brings that cup.
Yeah, I said you're only allowed to come if you bring it, so a bit on this weekend.
And a word of advice, cut him out of the photos. He stands out. He's about 6'11", so make sure he's in most of them. Jack, great to speak with you. Well done on your own year, and good luck with the finance, and good luck with the Demons this week.
Thanks so much for that, guys. Really appreciate it.
Jack Tringo, terrific guy. Had all those injuries, blighty. Played the first 4 years pretty well straight.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Then just the navicular bone, and he said just a little bone, but caused him a lot of grief. Jack Tringo there for Lumo SA, Aussie-owned with energy plans and great local rewards made for Adelaide.